Chapter 4, Mishnah 4. Chavish Yared Hadelef Lesoichef. There's a jar, and the jar's full of fruit, and there's dripping, rainwater dripping into the jar. So now, Beis Shamo Emrim, and so what does he want? Right, so you got a, jar, fruit, rainwater dripping in, and now what he wants to do is he wants to get rid of the water, because now he's got a jar with water and fruit, and he wants to get rid of the water. So it's not susceptible to impurity at this point if he didn't want the water there up until now. But now when he gets rid of it, when he moves it, he has to worry that maybe the moving it will create a situation where he's moved the water like intentionally and willingly. So Beis Shammai Omrim, they say Yeshaba, the way you should do it is break the jar, not pour it out, break the jar and let the water flow out, because then he's not moving the water around, you know, intentionally. Basil Omrim Ya'aret. Now, Basil says, no, he can pour it out when he, like, inclines the jar. He doesn't have to worry that the water is going to flow here or there. It's fine. He can pour it out. Umoidim Shumoshit Es Yadav Anoitel Paris Mitocha. They both agree that he can just put his hand in and take the fruit out, because there he's just taking the fruit. Vahim Torim, they'll remain pure, they won't be susceptible to impurity, because he's not moving the water anywhere, he's just taking the fruit out. So that, they both agree, would be fine.